Hello.
Hello.
Night Greenish Claire available, please.
Who's this?
My name's James Thompson. I'm from MMA Legal. Is it Claire I'm speaking to?
Yeah.
Claire, you've requested that we give you a call in relation to your Scottish redress for making a compensation claim for when you was in care when you was younger. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was. Well, I saw the advert and wanted to find out more about it,
Yeah, no problem at all, Claire. So my name's James Thompson. I've been passed over your case file, okay. Now, if you was in care before the year 2004 or you've witnessed or sustained any sort of abuse, you are entitled to a compensation payment due to the correct protocols.
I was in
not
care.
Being put in place.
I was in care in an Aberdeen children's home in 1989.
Right. Okay, that's perfectly fine then. So all the call is for, we just need to get your case set up for you. It takes about 5-10 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Then what we'll do, we'll get an authorisation email out to you. Then the solicitors will contact you within the next 7 to 14 days. Now, the average compensation, Claire, is around about £45,000, okay?
Oh, God.
Now, it's not there to heal any scars from the past. It's there to try and provide you with a brighter future. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant,
definitely.
Claire. So I'll get this set up for you now. Like I said, it's about 5-10 minutes maximum. Okay. So, Claire, I've got your surname as Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Brilliant stuff. Bear with me a moment, Claire. Contact number I have for you, the best one, is ending in 975, and it's the one I'm bringing you on now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Bear with me a moment, Claire.
Yeah.
Have you got a few dogs, have you?
Yeah, I've got 2 sausage dogs.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they're very noisy.
Are they boys or girls?
Boys.
Oh, boys, okay. I've got an email address here, Claire. It's scarybear1975@icloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's mine.
Wait, just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Claire, if you don't mind.
18/12/1975.
18/12/1975, okay.
Yeah.
So my name is James Thompson. I am your allocated case handler. If you do wish to save this number, you can always contact me back on this number anytime for any updates or questions that you do have, okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. What I'm going to do for you, Claire, is well, I'm going to put a password on your report. So if anybody does ring you up regarding your Scottish redress, if they don't have your password, you can put the phone down. We put it on there for your security and for our security as well, okay?
Yeah. That's perfect.
So your password can be anything. It can be your favourite colour. It can be a favourite name. What would you like it to be?
Can it be bean and pickle?
Bean and pickle? Of course it can.
Yeah. It's a dog's name.
Okay, I'll put that down. I take it that was your dog's name, but I was just going to ask you that. So I've just put bean and pickle down on there. So only you and ourselves will know that, okay?
Okay,
so if anybody rings you up regarding your redress, the reason why we put a password on there, because the compensation is a substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
It gives you a bit of security, okay?
Yes.
So bear with me just one moment, Claire. If I do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you, I'm just updating you.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Now, there's a few questions I do need to ask you. If none of them apply to yourself, you can just skip and we can just move on, okay?
Yeah.
Can you just confirm your home postcode, please, Claire?
AB392AD.
AB392AD, Alpha Delta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it Mary Street? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Which number?
8B.
8B. Brilliant stuff. Going to find that on system. There we go. 8B Mary Street, Stonehaven. I've got you. Give me just one moment. Okay, what we'll try and do in a few moments' time, we won't divulge as much into the past. We do understand it can be a little bit distressing for people.
Yeah.
But like I said to you, there will be a series of questions that we'll need to ask you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have access to your emails, Claire?
Yeah.
You do, brilliant. So first question I need to ask you, do you have a terminal illness by any chance?
No.
No, that's fine. Okay, I need to put on your report as well a next of kin or nominated beneficiary. Now, what this means, vitally important, because the, once again, the compensation is a substantial amount of money. If anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving the payment and we couldn't give you the payment, who would you like it to
go to? My daughter.
Your daughter, okay. I just need to put her name on here. What's her name there, Claire?
Morgan Forbes.
Same surname as you? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a contact number for Morgan at all?
I do. 2 seconds. I would need to look at that.
Yeah, take your time. No problem. She'd only ever be contacted if anything happened to you. That's all it is. It's just being placed on record. Okay.
Yeah. 2 seconds. I just find it for you. Right. So the number is 07.
07?
988.
194-736. I'll just repeat that back to you.
07988-194-736. Is that right? That's correct.
Brilliant stuff. That's perfect. Okay, I need to move in on to the next stage now where it's care setting. So how old were you? Do you remember the year you went into the care services?
I think I was 14 and it was 1989.
In 1989, okay. And do you remember the first place that you went to?
I was just in one care home and it was Bon Accord Care, Aberdeen.
I'm going to bring up the record for that. Bear with me a moment. Can you just spell it for me, please, Claire?
Bon Accord, so it'd be B-O-N and then a hyphen and then Accord, A-C-O-R-D, I think.
Accord.
Bon Accord, or two C's maybe.
Okay. I've got it. Is it in Aberdeen?
Yeah.
I don't think it exists anymore. We'll still have the records here on the system. Bear with me a moment. So it's Bon Accord Children's Home.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me a moment. So I've got it here. It was Bon Accord. It was in Aberdeen, 148. It was run in regards to Aberdeen Council. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, I've got it. Bear with me just 1 second. Okay. I'm just going to bring up the records for Bon Accord. And how long was you there for from 1989 to...
I think it was just before I was 16.
Roughly.
It's not a memory I try and cherish, if you know what I mean.
Don't worry about it, that's fine. Would you say it was around about a year or so, is that right?
I think so, yeah. Just over a year.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it, that's fine. So, what I do need to ask you, in regards to Bon Accord, okay, we do appreciate it can be distressing. Anything that you do say to ourselves, it remains confidential between myself, you, and the solicitors, okay?
Yeah.
Now, while you was at Bon Accord, did you sustain any physical abuse?
Not any physical, no.
Okay, no physical. Was there any mental abuse?
Yeah.
Mental abuse, okay. Yeah. Did you sustain any sexual abuse?
No, thankfully.
Oh, okay, so it was mental abuse while you was there, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me your own words in regards to the mental abuse? What sort of mental abuse was sustained to yourself?
So the bizarre situation that I was in was that my mum and dad split up and I lived with my dad and I went to care for my dad's house and one of the social workers that worked at the care home was actually on a course with my mum training to be a bloody social worker and she used to goad me over it and say things and let all the other kids know that my mum that didn't want me was training to be a bloody social worker.
Right, okay, so it was mental abuse from staff at the home, is that correct?
Yeah.
From staff at the home, at the children's home.
Yeah, and I mean...
Go on.
Go for it.
Sorry. Did that result in you being attacked by any other children?
It led to arguments and just a general not nice experience.
Okay.
They kind of thought, some of the other kids kind of thought that I got favoured because my mum was trying to be a social worker. And in actual fact, my mum, I hadn't even been living with her.
Right, okay. Can I ask you as well, so in regards to the mental abuse from the staff, do you remember any of the names of the staff that give you...
I just remember the woman called Sandra. I don't remember her last name, to be honest.
Don't worry about it. Sandra's fine. I need to put that name on people involved. Okay. Now, next question is massively important. Would you say it's affected you within your adulthood? Do you
massively.
Have any issues just with anxiety
massively.
And mental health?
Yeah,
okay,
massively.
That's fine. Let me place that down.
I would also go as far as to state that those kids' homes at the time were terrible. You took a massive amount of broken children, put them together, and I did far worse things once I got into that care system than I'd ever done at home.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah,
I'm placing this down what you're telling me, Claire. Okay.
Yeah, it's had a massive impact. I would say that I've only really gotten over it in the last 10 years.
Okay. So I'm placing down on there, adulthood massively affected, mental health, trust issues, anxiety. Would you say you suffer with any PTSD?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. So what will happen, the solicitors will elaborate a statement based on that. When they contact you, they'll read it back to you. If it kind of matches what along the lines of what you've experienced at that
time,
then you can let them know. If it changes in any way or you want to add anything to the statement, then you can do it at a later time, okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, and bear me just one moment there, Claire.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've just saved that there to your case file. Claire, all right. So like I said, when the solicitors do ring you, they will let you know how long it's going to be in regards to the claim to be processed and how much compensation they will be going in for yourself. Like I said, the average is £45,000.
Okay.
It can be a life-changing amount to some people. It's never going to heal on this guy's to fully aware of that. But it can provide you with a brighter future. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
now, do you need to make you aware quickly? Go on.
I feel like my life was always held back because of the situations I was in as a child, and it would make a massive difference to my life now.
To your future, to your family, it can do. That's the reason why we've got a success rate of 100%, and we're dealing at this moment in time of over 250 cases. So, as you can imagine, it's more than likely that it will be accepted for yourself, okay?
Okay.
Like I said, I'm your case handler. I will be in contact with you throughout the whole process. You can save my number. Any questions or updates, you give me a call back on this number, okay? Now, I need to explain to you, there are three ways that you can proceed with a Scotland redress application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement, okay? We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the maximum amount possible for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In regards to this, so I'll give you an example. The maximum the legal team can charge is 20%, okay? So if they go in for £100,000, they'd receive £20,000, you'd receive £80,000. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's to cover the legal fees. They'll have to get the records. They'll have to make sure everything matches up. Okay.
I totally understand that. I would go with the third option there. Yeah.
Yep, that's fine. No problem at all. So I'm just going to place that onto there now for you, Claire. Next thing you need to do, I'm just going to get an email out to you while I'm on the phone. It's an authorisation email to state that you're happy with this one.
Yeah.
To contact you to discuss how much they are going in for, okay?
Okay,
it's a click signed document. So if you go onto your emails now for me, you should receive an email. Bear me just one second.
Have you seen?
Okay, so your authorization. Oh no, it's literally coming out to you now. Bear me, sorry, just one second. I'll let you know when it gets sent. You'll receive it as a text message and also an email.
Okay.
Next 5 seconds, that'll be completed. Okay, so that's been sent our end. If you have a look, you should receive a text and an email. They're basically both the same, really.
Yeah,
If you're on your emails, it should be from MMA Legal.
Yeah, got it.
Now, when you click on that, it will say proceed to signature. Once you open that, basically you scroll down and there'll be a sign box which you squiggle with your finger.
Yeah.
And then there's a blue button that says execute all documents. Once you click on that, it will say complete.
Okay.
Few seconds.
Just let me know when you've done it. Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, it's just loading. So I'll scroll down. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. And execute all documents. There we go.
That's the one. It should say complete.
Yes.
Brilliant, Claire. Let me just check that R end for you. Won't be a second, Claire. Okay.
It does say Claire Forbes. It's just I've got a fat finger.
Nice. Don't worry about it, honestly, Claire. It'll never match up to your signature, so honestly, do not worry about it. It's just an authorization.
Yeah.
Okay. Just going to check that R end. 1 second. Yep, I can see that's been done. Perfect. Right, so next thing is, last but not least, the legal team will need to confirm, obviously, your address details and, obviously, a form of ID.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen now, the administration team are going to send you a message via the application, WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yeah.
You do. Brilliant stuff. Yeah. Okay. So in regards to proof of address, it can be anything like a bus pass or passport or a driving license. Do you have any of these?
I've got a passport.
Yeah, you got a passport, that's fine.
Yeah.
And also, in regards to a proof of address, it needs to be a letter dated within the last 3 months. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to place you on hold. Administrations have sent that through to you. Are you okay to reply back with 2 pictures of that? Is that okay?
Yeah, I just need a minute to find my passport.
Take your time, Kirk. Honestly, take your time. It's not a problem.
Is that a letter from, like, phone company or...?
Yeah, anything, literally, as long as you know personal details on there, as long as it's got your address on it, that's perfectly fine. It has to be the full letter, so a picture of the full letter within the last 3 months, and then just a picture of your passport, that's fine.
2 seconds.
Take your time.
You think you know where your passport is?
Don't worry about it. Take your time.
That's the letter sent through. I just need to...
Brilliant. I'm just going to check that on system now, Claire. Bear with me a moment, okay?
I'm just still looking for...
Yep, so that's perfectly fine. So I can use that. I'm going to download that and pop it onto your file for you now, okay?
Magic. I'm just... You know, that way when you've not used your passport for a minute and now you kind of find it.
do you have a bus pass at all? You could possibly use that or a driving license.
I don't have a driver's license. Oh, hold on. I do have something else, so I think. Two seconds.
kind of find the things you're looking for.
Oh, it's always the way, isn't it, Claire? Always
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, just exactly. Right, hold on. I've got a work badge, but the photo's worn off it, so that's not much good.
Yeah, I think it can only be your driving license, passport, or a bus pass from
right, yeah,
the Scottish
okay.
Government.
Just need to locate my passport.
Honestly, take your time. It's perfectly fine.
Is that the only thing we need now, the passport picture?
That's it, everything's finished then, yeah. I'm going to get your case packaged up and fired over to solicitors, and they'll contact you in 7 days to let you know how much they're going to go in for and how long it's going to take.
Yeah, as soon as I find this silly passport picture. You look like I can't mind the last time I've fucking used this thing. Right. Bear with me, sorry. Keeping my house
apart. No, honestly, it's fine. It's no problem. Tell you what we can do. If you'd like me just to leave you to have a look rather than you remain on the phone, would that be a bit better?
Yes.
What I'll do, I'll get everything packaged up. As soon as that comes through, I'll give you a call back, Claire. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect.
No problem at all. As soon as that comes through, I'll give you a call back, all right?
Okay, perfect.
See you soon, Claire. Bye-bye.